Welcome back to the 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. As coronavirus cases continue to soar in the U.S., breaking records for new infections in a single day, it's safer to ditch the airplane rides and long road trips to visit family for Thanksgiving this year. Being apart from family and friends for one of America's most family-centric holidays is new for many Americans. And for many, that means having to downsize Thanksgiving for the first time in years or having to cook Thanksgiving dinner for the first time. Joining us today to help us plan a Thanksgiving for one or maybe a few, depending on the size of your immediate family and household, is Louisa Chu, a food writer and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune with years of experience making smaller Thanksgiving dinners on a single sheet pan. Welcome back to the 21st, Louisa.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Listeners, we want to invite you to join the conversation at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Is there a dish you always look forward to eating on Thanksgiving? Is it something a relative always makes that you'll be trying to make for yourself the first time? Or maybe you'll be missing out on it because of the pandemic. Join the conversation. Give us a call at 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st show. So, Louisa, how are you spending Thanksgiving this year?
I am spending it with my locked down family, which includes my newly 87-year-old mother who celebrated her birthday yesterday, and father, and brother and sister, and my dog. So, a small locked down family. So far, so good. Everyone's healthy and happy.
Well, happy birthday to your mother.
Thank you.
Do you have Thanksgiving traditions? Is there a certain particular dish that you can't go without every year at Thanksgiving?
Actually, not so much anymore. It used to be, you know, we grew up with a restaurant family and actually a factory working family. So my parents and my grandfather used to get a turkey every year from their factory. And we would cook it Chinese style, kind of like a roast duck. And so growing up with that, I always craved that really traditional American roast turkey. And so ended up going through that phase as well. And then the last few years, we've actually been ordering takeout. But, you know, as you mentioned, I have years of cooking for smaller groups as well. You know, started out with a big, like 100 plus person buffets all the way down to like smaller families as people moved around. And so now for the past few years, our tradition is kind of to do things that are untraditional. So we kind of have a little bit of experience with that in the last few years as well.
So, okay, as you mentioned, it is a tradition, though, to have that turkey on Thanksgiving. But cooking and serving a whole turkey maybe feels adequate if you have eight people or more, depending on the size of the turkey. But obviously for one person, maybe a whole turkey is a little excessive. So what do you recommend as making a main part of a Thanksgiving meal for somebody who's cooking for one this year that wants to stay true to those traditional Thanksgiving foods?
Absolutely. If you want turkey, if you eat turkey, I highly recommend what I've been doing, what I had been doing when I cooked turkey, which is get the parts you like. For a lot of people, they only want the white meat or dark meat. My family, we prefer turkey thighs. And so I would call ahead to my butcher of choice and reserve some thighs. And usually they're pretty big. So, you know, like usually two thighs would feed my minimally meat eating family pretty well. And because, you know, sometimes those thighs are like, you know, 2 pounds or something each, and or drumsticks. So now I have been checking the local grocery stores, and quite a few of them still have, of course, whole turkeys. Some of the smaller ones have been sold out, as we've been reporting, but you can just get the parts that you want. And if you really don't necessarily even want to cook a whole turkey, you can even go more untraditional and go with ground turkey and make yourself some turkey burgers or even turkey bacon. I mean, it's a non-traditional year, so embrace that.
I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear the words turkey bacon on this show.
What?
But we are doing a turkey breast only. I do like the dark meat in honor of my dearly departed grandfather who loved the dark meat. He would always get that sort of big leg like you see at the state fair. But we are just going to do a turkey breast because we don't want the extra work, frankly, of doing a full turkey. You mentioned vegetarian. Do you have any recommendations for our vegetarian listeners?
For sure. I kind of really love the sides. I'm all about the sides. And last year we did a whole month of different sides. And what I really love, of course, are the really traditional stuffing, aka dressing, mashed potatoes, candied yams, sweet potatoes, greens. And one of the things that I realized that you could find if you're going to be cooking at home, one of the easiest things to do, as I mentioned, as you mentioned, is that I made a single sheet pan turkey dinner for years. And what you simply do is take a baking sheet with size, with raised size, not just like a cookie sheet, and put your veggies, cut them up in bite-sized pieces. And this harkens back to my Chinese upbringing. And put whatever turkey pieces that you want over. And of course, season and oil the vegetables down below, and then season and put your turkey on top, and you can just roast it all together. And by the time that's all done, you've basically made yourself a whole turkey dinner with all the veggie sides down below. And while you're enjoying a beer or a glass of wine or a sparkling water. The only thing that my family has requested, even though this year I'm ordering out, is mashed potatoes, because the place I'm ordering from this year does not make mashed potatoes. So that's one of the sides that I'm going to be homemaking this year.
Yeah, wow, that sounds great. The sheet pan there. It's you do get you check most of those boxes, but and that is such an important thing for people. Those side dishes that are as important as the turkey for a lot of people, right? Whether it's mashed potatoes, like you said, green bean casserole, stuffings are classics. It's my personal favorite that many of us know and love. But when you're only cooking for yourself, it can seem daunting to prepare so many sides and end up with a whole lot of leftovers. Do you have a more realistic option for people cooking for one?
I would say take some of your classic sides, like the green beans and the French onion. And if you want to make the classic dishes, make a whole dinner of sides, which is what I really love doing. And then you can simply portion those and freeze them. Otherwise, you can take those elements, like the green beans and the onions and the sweet potatoes, and cut those up and roast them. So you have still the elements of those dishes, but you don't necessarily have like five or six pots, which can get overwhelming at the best of times. And this year, we're all just trying to do the best that we can, right? And instead of stressing yourself out by trying to recreate that, take those elements and recreate them into like a single sheet pan or a single dish, like perhaps something like a savory pie. And then you can actually then take the same dough and make yourself a sweet pie. So you can have a savory pie and a sweet pie, and those pretty much last in the fridge like all week. And if not, you can put a few slices off to the side for another time as well.
You had me at pie. My guest is Louisa Chu. She is a food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune. Listeners, if you want to join our conversation, the number is 800-222-9455. Do you have a must-have dish on Thanksgiving? Or maybe there's a dish you're going to be okay leaving behind this year. With all due respect to my mother, who makes sauerkraut every Thanksgiving to in honor of our sort of Eastern European roots, I am not going to miss that. I wonder, Louisa, is there a particular dish that you are okay leaving behind?
I went through the phase where I really loved making that marshmallow topped baked sweet potato casserole.
Yes.
And if I could have a single bite of that or a portion of that, that's fantastic. And I'm really glad, and it's fun to make, but I'm okay without making that whole casserole dish of that.
Yeah. For beginning home cooks, what are the easiest dishes to prepare for a Thanksgiving dinner? For a lot of people, I imagine they're used to having their elders prepare the meal for them, especially if you're on the younger side of the equation. You're maybe not used to cooking a whole Thanksgiving dinner for yourself. Is there a good entry point to this meal?
I think it really depends a lot on your personal upbringing. We all have certain favorite dishes. Like, for example, you may not want the sauerkraut right now, but I'm guessing maybe that someday you're going to incorporate that into a dish yourself. But having said that, some of the really what we consider the classic or traditional Thanksgiving dishes was born out of the convenience foods era. So, for example, I also went through the phase where I loved making the back of the can green bean mushroom soup casserole. So there are tons of recipes, and those are all pretty shelf stable, freezer stable items. So you can get the frozen green beans, you can get the canned soup, you can get the canned onions. And so make that sort of your kitschy throwback, if you will. And it was born of a convenience era, so that might be a good place to start. And if you like that, that's great. If you know, you try that, and you know, once is okay, and that's fine. And then possibly, well, the other thing that's really important, if you do have leftovers, you can possibly then exchange leftovers with some neighbors who are also not going home for Thanksgiving or having big gatherings, as we are not doing responsibly, and do a safe neighbor exchange for leftovers.
I was once traveling through Canada on Canadian Thanksgiving, and we got a flat tire, and of course none of the garages, and it was really messed up beyond repair. None of the garages are open, and so we ended up having Canadian Thanksgiving dinner at a Pizza Hut. For people who are living on their own, so you always wondered who eats at Pizza Hut on Thanksgiving. Well, it's the American tourists. But for people living on their own who are doing more carryout, you mentioned carryout. I don't think a lot of people would have even considered that. How do you recommend they tackle Thanksgiving this year through carryout?
Well, the good thing is that a lot of restaurants, well, I shouldn't say the good thing. The thing is that a lot of restaurants are doing carryout Thanksgiving this year because their businesses have been hit so hard. And so, for example, I'm actually getting carryout from a restaurant called Lexington Betty here in the Chicago area. And it is owned by Chef Dominique Leach, who is a Black lesbian restaurant owner caterer. And she is doing a non-traditional Thanksgiving carryout dinner. And that's what I really love, actually, is that when I was growing up, I really was craving those American, what I called American Thanksgiving foods. And I realized later, they're really like Black soul food dishes. So a lot of that dressing, that macaroni and cheese, the greens. And so you can find actually, I'm guessing in a lot of soul food restaurants, they're still open and doing buffets to go. They will pack it up and serve you a whole box. And I would highly recommend checking your local restaurants and seeing who's doing that, because a lot of them are open this year.
Yeah, and definitely needing that customer support more than ever at this time.
Yes.
With the pandemic. All right. We're gonna end it there. This has been so great. Louisa Chu is food and dining reporter at the Chicago Tribune, co-host of the Chewing Podcast. Thank you so much for being with us and sharing some of your Thanksgiving expertise.
Thank you, Ryan, and happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And listeners, we want to end today's show by playing one of the last one of the voicemails we got when we asked our Text the 21st group what you, our listeners, are thankful for this year. This caller didn't leave a name, but here it is.
Your question about what you're thankful for prompted me to think about how thankful I am for the 21st. I think we hear from broad ideas, broad range of opinions and so on. So I'm just thankful for that today.
Okay. Pardon the self-indulgence, and thank you to that caller. And we want to say a big Thanksgiving thank you to you, our listeners. All your support and contributions to the show are what makes the 21st what it is. So thank you for that. For the remainder of this week, we want to let you know that we'll be re-airing some of our favorite segments from the last few months, but we will be back live with you next Monday. And that is all the time we have for today. Before we go, I do want to remind you, you can subscribe to a podcast of the 21st on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR One, or available anywhere you can find your podcast. Just search for the 21st. I also want to say I am thankful for the people who helped make this show possible. Our program is produced by Anna Casey and Ryan Wild. Eunice Alpasan is our engagement producer. If you've signed up for Text the 21st by texting TALK to 217-803-0730, hint, hint, You hear from Eunice. She's done a great job with that. Our interns are Zainab Qureshi, Brielle Scullark, and Chantel Vaca. Technical direction and engineering, the people who beam this show out and make sure you can actually hear it and that it sounds good, comes from Jason Croft and Steve Mork. Reginald Hardwick is our news director, and we thank the band Public Access for our theme music. The 21st is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Happy Thanksgiving.